Yeah, no problem. I got your names now, Patrick and Sean. Got that on the notepad. Call sign here, Kilowatt, Bravo, Zero, Delta, Charlie, Oscar. Do what some of us weird guys do, digitally controlled operator, FIPS, direct current oscillator, was one of the first suggestions for me. I said, yeah, that's... I was saying it wasn't that modern. It was more if you were an old ham and a direct current oscillator, that may fit. So I never really used it. Digitally controlled operators seemed to fit me better. But, though I've done some slow scan. I've now done FT8, and I've done some packet, and I haven't kind of done it and left it. And... there's still some of that still going around. Actually, I got a little story I can share. I'll kind of keep it brief. In the Twin Cities, we had a lockdown transmitter on 2-meter FM, and it was on a packet network. It was not on a familiar packet frequency that I was familiar with. I think it was on 145.670, I believe, and where I was used to packet when I was in it was like 145.030 or 010 or whatever. One was like the main, I think the main highway was 010, and then I think the secondary was 03, and I think simplex contacts were like 070, I think. It's been so long ago, that's my best guess. but I haven't touched, I still got my hardware, I still got a Kentronics Homo TNC, but never hooked it up since I kind of quit using it. And, of course, a lot of stuff is software-driven nowadays and through the computer, so it's almost like you don't need it anymore. But I still have it. But anyways, there was a lockdown transmitter, and my friend N0TWP and I ended up going in search of where we could find it, and we there was a lot of a very strong signal. It was we knew it was kind of high up in the air, a very long distance away to the north and to the south of the Twin Cities by quite a good song signal. Rochester was probably getting about an S2 by one of my ham friends, and another ham that I know up in Brooklyn Park and Elk River was getting about an S9 plus 30, and I think Elk River is getting about an S1. I'm assuming just the mobile radio, not a beam antenna heading. But anyways, a lot of interesting stuff going on, and it was. Uh-oh, there it goes again.